The opinions expressed in this live show are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Thank you for listening.
Hello, listeners. We just wanted to put another disclaimer before this episode began that we had to record this online with no proper equipment as we were all snowed in and couldn't get to a studio. But we'll be back next week with much better sound quality. So thank you so much, and we hope you enjoy. Hi, I'm Christina Marcon.
And I'm Millen Single.
This is No One Asked, the show where we talk about literally anything.
Even if no one asked. Please join us in welcoming our guest for today, Sebastian.
Hi, everybody. What's going on? Happy to be on.
So today we are talking about the Grammys.
We got a lot to talk about and not much time, so let's get started.
Yes. So I think we should just get into the winners, okay? The big four, like, awards that we'll be talking about. We got Best New Artist, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year. Of course, Best New Artist went to Chapel Roan. What do we think about that, guys?
Honestly, I think it's completely deserved. I don't know if Sabrina was nominated, right? I think she could have had a shot at it. But I think Chapel definitely, that felt right for her to win that. Yeah.
I was so excited when she won. Like, she was definitely my, like, first choice for who I thought she would win this year. I think she had a great year. I think Sabrina, yeah, was a great contender as well. And she also had, like, the biggest year of her career so far. But she's not, like, super new. And Chapel, what a year she had.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with both of you guys on that one.
So moving on from that, Record of the Year, not like us, Kendrick Lamar.
Big surprise for me personally.
Huge shock there.
Not that I don't think Not Like Us is a bad song. I just didn't think it stood a chance, to be completely honest. I thought 100% it was going to go to something like Birds of a Feather, Good Luck Babe. I can't believe it. Texas Hold'em, I thought, even had a better chance at Not Like Us. But the fact that the Grammys recognized, like, just the impact that this song has had, I think it's 100% deserved.
I heard a lot of people talking about whether it deserved it or not. But if you look at, like, what Record of the Year is, it has more to do with, like, the production of the song and things like that. And I think, honestly, I'm not upset with Not Like Us winning. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased. But, you know, you heard that beat everywhere. Like, it was in all stadiums, like, every sports event, all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I 100% agree.
I was shocked when it won because, yeah, I didn't think it was going to. I thought it was maybe the, like, outlier.
Like, sort of like an underdog, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Underdog. But it makes sense. Like, I'm not completely mad about it. It was a huge song. It was a huge record of the year. So it makes sense.
Exactly. And especially if you look at, like, the history of Record of the Year, I can't think of many hip-hop songs that have taken Record of the Year, especially, once again, when you have songs like Espresso, Birds of a Feather that are nominated.
Absolutely.
Very happy to say the least.
Moving on to Song of the Year, also going to Not Like Us. That, I can't remember, like, how the awards were presented, but it was back-to-back. It was Record of the Year.
Record was first, yeah.
Record was first, okay. So when Record of the Year went to Kendrick, I was like, wow. And then Song of the Year went to Kendrick, I was like, wow. Like, I was, like, shocked.
From my perspective, so I was at home watching it with my girlfriend, and Not Like Us wins Record of the Year, and I'm like, okay, this is the award that's going to go to Billie Eilish. She's going to get this one 100%, and then, oh, Not Like Us again. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like, this is crazy. He literally swept the award show for his categories. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and of course, I'm super happy, and I think, you know, it deserved it. I think it's fair to say. I mean, like, Song of the Year is for writing, and, you know, it was a very catchy song. It had a lot of quotables and the writing on it. It's a great diss if you want to look at it like that. But I will say I was a little bit bummed for, you know, Chappell Roan and Billy, who I think also really had great songs that definitely also deserved to win. But you could definitely 100%. See why it won. Literally, when he went up to accept the award, everybody screaming A minor in the crowd. I think that like showed you why. So not super upset about that. Really happy for him.
100%. It reiterates that point of like the whole cultural thing of it, because besides for Not Like Us being a diss record, it's a West Coast anthem. It's it's a huge cultural thing for the West Coast at this point.
You think about the context of that awards show, what's going on in LA. There's no artist or song that came out that year that's not more LA than Not Like Us.
Exactly. It's that song served as like a unification of the West Coast and just of California for sure. General. It's
Right. And for it being a songwriting award, it was a very well written song.
And it's the only song that only had one writing credit.
Right, exactly, which is Kendrick Lamar. And I did see a lot of discourse online. Of course, I thought Billie would win one thing. A lot of people wanted her to win that, win Song of the Year for Birds of a Feather. It was an incredible song and very, very popular. I just think if we're looking at it technically through like a songwriting lens, it wasn't the strongest.
Yeah. I think Birds of a Feather had a really strong shot for Record of the Year. I think that's what it, if it had to win one of those two, probably Record.
I'm just honestly surprised that Billie kind of walked away empty-handed from either of those. It's just Birds of a Feather being nominated, her album being nominated as well. I really thought Billie was going to walk away with something in this award show. I'm somebody who doesn't really like follow the pop scene, but like even I can like rock out to like something like Birds of a Feather or anything off that Hit Me Hard and Soft album. So a little bit disappointing that she didn't win, especially this one here, or the previously mentioned, but I guess we'll see for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And moving on to album of the year, going to Cowboy Carter, Beyonce's first album of the year award.
This get the conspiracy theorists out. Get the conspiracy theorists out.
Here's lots of controversy.
Here's what I will say. And I'm definitely guilty of this. There's a lot of people saying that, she didn't deserve it. Let's slow down. I think all of those nominees absolutely deserve to be nominated. And, you know, you can say, but this person deserved it more and whatever. But, you know, Cowboy Carter, especially after going back and listening to a lot more of the songs on there and giving it the chance that it deserved, it's definitely a strong album. And of course we would have loved to see Billy or Chappell or Sabrina or whoever win, but you know, I can't say that I'm so mad that Beyonce won.
100%.
Absolutely. I listened to the album when it came out, and there are songs on it that I loved. It's a very long album, but there's a lot of hits, and it's Beyonce. Like, I think we need to also remember, I hate to say it, but you could look at this win as like a redemption or a win just because she didn't win previous years. And it's understandable, but also this project is really good, and it's a project. It's not just like songs thrown onto an album. It tells a story. It is a whole project. Exactly. And it is very well done, well produced, well written, and everything. And her performances for it are amazing. So it's like, it's understandable. I know like a lot of people were expecting it to go to Billy or Sabrina even. And they had great albums and they had great years as well. But Beyonce should have won for Renaissance. She should have won for Lemonade. It's about time she gets her album of the year.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
And I think, you know, while we're talking about album of the year, I would have also loved to see, like, I don't think it was up against some really rough competition, but I think Charlie even, you know, she had a movement with her album. Like, Brat Summer was the thing. And I thought, you know, any one of those albums could have won. And I'd be like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say I am a little biased. I wanted Charlie to sweep, but I expected her not to win. I did say before Album of the Year was announced, I did say if Charlie won, I would dye my hair green. And I said it in full confidence because I knew she wasn't going to win. Even though I loved the album and I thought Well, I think it is the best of the year. Also partially because it had such a huge cultural impact with Brat Summer and everything. I do think it was the album of the year. But, it's not for everyone. And if we're looking also on numbers and streams, it wasn't the biggest.
Just gonna quickly add on to what you guys are saying about like Cowboy Carter and all that. Out of, because Beyonce's currently in the middle of making a trilogy, I believe it is. I think Renaissance was the better album if we're talking between Cowboy Carter and
For sure.
and Renaissance. However, like Christina and you were saying, it's definitely like it's definitely deserving of Album of the Year. From the very start of that album with performances like American Requiem to the Jolene cover, I think the big controversy, if you will, around the album is that it's not so much a country album. It's like there's country aspects of the album, but there's also rapping performances and pop performances to where you have people that see it as disingenuous. I don't see it that way at all, but you have people who see the album as like trying to pretend to be something that it's not. And so seeing it win Country Album of the Year versus Album of the Year, it in some ways makes people upset because they see it as like a disingenuous attempt at country, even though Beyonce has always been an innovator. She's doing her own thing. And if she wants to make a freaking country album, she can do that if she wants to, or at least
Yeah,
do her
for
best attempt
sure.
at it.
I think you raise a great point because genuinely online, I think I saw more people were upset about the country album of the year thing versus the album of the year thing, which is interesting because I don't know, I feel like you don't
Yeah,
have to stay within one specific category. There's no formula to create a country album. Like you can take inspiration and draw
absolutely.
elements and kind of make it
It's
your own, which is like you said,
even
Beyonce always
just
does
yeah.
that. Yeah.
It's even just one of those things where it's like because there's categories at the Grammys, sometimes projects like Cowboy Carter, which are country encoded but not necessarily all the
Kind of
songs in there are
forms in between
country.
all of them.
Exactly. Or like another example is Igor winning Rap Album of the Year, even though I would argue Igor's not really a rap album. So it's one of those things with it's just like the nature of the sport, if you will, where sometimes an album or a song will win in a category where it's not necessarily that much infused into that category. So, but once again, I think it's deserved. I thought maybe Short and Sweet had a chance. Brat, once again, you raised. I thought it was going to go to Hit Me Hard and Soft, to be completely honest with you. But once again, 100% deserved.
Just wanted to also add a lot of the songs and or also influence for Cowboy Carter was just that she doesn't have to stick to one genre. That was the whole point of
Yes.
the album,
Yeah.
is to go back to her country roots, and she doesn't have to be this one artist that makes this one type of music. And I think everyone sort of proved her point that like because they got so mad about it being
Yeah.
country or not country, and she was like, there's a whole song about like how you like genre is such a broad word, like, and why do we have to stick to one genre, or what is a genre?
Exactly.
I think people miss the point.
Jumping off of there, Christina, you mentioned a lot of like why you thought maybe Charlie deserved to win, why you thought certain albums and the factors that go behind it. Overall, do you think the results of this year's Grammys were fair, justified? Do you think that they kind of did a good job with picking and voting for their winners?
I think they did a good job. Like it Charlie didn't walk away with nothing. She won what was it? Best pop
Electronic.
electronic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like she didn't walk away empty-handed, and I think that's completely like what she won is completely deserved, and she shouldn't have walked away empty-handed because she had such a big album. And I think Best New Artist was correct in my opinion. And yeah, when it gets to song and record and album, it's like when I was watching, I was surprised, but I wasn't upset. And then you look over it and you're like, okay, I understand. Like, yeah.
Seb, someone like yourself, who I'd say is predominantly a hip hop fan, you're really
Yeah.
into it. You've put me onto a lot of great songs and artists. How do you
Always.
feel about with Kendrick Lamar getting a lot of love that night at the Grammys? How do you feel about hip hop's kind of insurgence and appearance that's finally, you know, it seems like it's gaining a lot of traction at the Grammys and award events like these.
I feel like they definitely nailed it with like, you know, praising Not Like Us and praising the year that, you know, Kendrick Lamar had, obviously with other hit songs like Euphoria, like that. He had a huge year that was celebrated at the Grammys. However, I still feel to a certain degree like I was really let down with the nominations for some of these categories for rap songs. Like looking, obviously you have Kendrick winning Best Rap Performance, Best Rap Song. Can 100% get behind that. I loved seeing Dochi win, which is
Oh,
fantastic.
absolutely, yeah.
But when you look at some of the nominations and with some of the stuff that's come out this year, it's just, I'm sorry, I know you're an Eminem fan. I don't think Death of Slim Shady should have been here. I don't
I
think that
completely agree. I
I
completely
don't
agree.
think that that the Auditorium by Pete Rock should be here. I don't think that Carnival should have been nominated for Rap Song of the Year. I'm not familiar with Astros here. Yeah, Eminem being nominated for Houdini as well. Yeah, Glow is another song that I don't really care about, to be honest with you. I feel like there was just so much better stuff that came out this year with, for example, a Denzel Curry album, with, for example, I'm trying to think of other albums that came out this year.
JPEG Mafia, was that?
Here's the thing with JPEG. I don't think he's too underground that he's not gonna
Yeah.
get like the recognition.
Corday, yeah, I feel like.
Yeah, the Corday album is another one that was fantastic.
I just think that, like, the problem with Grammys is obviously, like, for rap, it's probably very mainstream. So you're looking
That's
at the Eminems, the Kanyes, the Kendrick Lamars now, that the
yeah.
Drakes, those are all going to be like the main. If they have something that comes out, that will most likely. So you don't see a lot of those underground, a lot of those smaller
I
artists getting the recognition they deserve. Yeah, for
100%.
sure.
It's even something like a Hardstone Psycho, which like, you know, I have my opinions on that album, but like if, for example, the death of Slim Shady and the Auditorium are here, okay, then why isn't Don Toliver getting the love this year? I just feel like, especially for mainstream releases and like the big artists, a lot of them released closer to the end of the year, so they didn't really get the Grammy nominations.
Yeah.
So like you obviously have like a Tyler or a Kendrick Lamar who dropped their albums at the end of the year. Those weren't going to get nominated for the Grammys. But I think in terms of who won, I think it's 100% deserved. I will defend that Doechii album to the day that I die.
No,
You
it's
have it. It's just it's one of those
phenomenal.
things. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's just one of
yeah.
those things where you have not had an album like that, especially it's a mixtape. You haven't had a woman like that in hip hop that's been doing the type of sound that she's doing. It's completely fresh. It sounds like a Lauryn Hill type thing where it's so innovative and so new. It's like you can't get enough of it. Something like Denial Is a River is like just so catchy, and like the storytelling and the ambiance of the album with the whole swamp thing that's going on. Like I love it. And to see a mixtape of all things get that kind of love at the Grammys, fantastic. Absolutely
Yeah,
fantastic.
so happy for
yeah.
Dochi getting the recognition she deserves. Yeah.
When we're speaking of winners, I think everyone was super deserved. Nominations, though, I am really, really upset with Ariana not getting a lot of nominations and not getting the recognition
I
she
believe
deserves.
she only
She
got what,
had
one?
one or two, I
Was she
think.
nominated for Album of the Year?
No.
Nope.
That's
Yeah,
crazy. Yeah.
so disappointed in that. I think it was a great album. Do I think it was the best album she's ever made? No, but
But a
it was also
nomination
really
is
short.
still,
But
yeah.
right, and oh my God, she had a great year. She had very popular songs. I think she should have won for music video.
We can't be
What was
friends, yeah.
it? We Can't Be Friends. I don't even know if We Can't Be Friends was nominated. I think it was
It was.
Okay.
I'm
Yeah, I
pretty
wish
sure
it
it
was
was,
We
yeah.
Can't Be Friends that won, but they're not gonna give her a Grammy.
Going from there, overall, did you guys have any favorite moments? Things that stood out? Memes, GIFs, GIFs, reactions? What caught your
Absolutely.
eyes? Christina,
Is there
I
one?
know what yours might be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, mine for sure. Like the second I went on Twitter after the awards, I knew this was coming, but like Beyoncé's reaction to winning Best Country Album and her, like, it was So funny. I watched it in that moment and I knew immediately that's going to be a GIF or a GIF, whatever you say. And surely enough, someone posted like, okay, so who's making this a GIF? And like the replies, it's all the low quality GIFs. It's incredible. I love it so much. That was definitely like the highlight of the pop culture moments.
Yeah.
I think in terms of performances, the Charlie XCX one was just so lit. Like I can't even like, so good. It's so it good.
Genuinely blew my mind.
I love that little note at the bottom of the screen. That's like all the underwear are being donated to some charity. Yeah. I forgot what it was. Have not had, like we've talked about, like an album like that, that's had that kind of like cultural, like moments that it's had, mm-hmm. especially at the Grammys where you're like, you just have Charlie going wild on stage with a bunch of her friends there. It's just, it's so freaking cool. Like, we need more like that. We need more.
Yes, it was perfect. And even Doechii's performance, incredible. I thought Chappell's performance was great. So another moment, Chappell's speech about healthcare for new upcoming 100%. Musicians. And it sparked a conversation and a movement now with people donating. This like a music executive like called her out and said something about how whatever she said in her speech isn't actually going to do anything. And then now we're actually seeing what it is doing.
Exactly. Seeing her go up on stage and like basically advocating for artists' rights, the healthcare stuff, the insurance stuff. It's like, it's stuff that you don't really think about with your favorite artists, where it's like you want to hear the music, but there's other stuff that goes into making the music. Like there's a person behind it.
Absolutely.
So
on a lighter note, obviously, you know, Kendrick sweeping, but I mean, Taylor Swift just absolutely getting down.
Yeah. That was great. I loved her vibes.
I literally wrote in the notes, Taylor Swift getting drunk and vibing. She walked away, I think, empty-handed, right?
Even when someone's just like literally walking up on the stage to like accept something, or they just started the performance, she is up on her feet. And I love it. And I love that she's doing that because she's just like super supportive. I can't wait for what next year has to bring. We mentioned Tyler, we mentioned Kendrick's album dropping and not like getting nominations because it just didn't like make it in for that. But it's, I definitely see that coming in.
Yeah, that's
for next year's Grammys.
If we're talking about 2025, like already looking ahead, it's going to be very hard to top GNX.
I think he'll probably take Album of the Year. If not, he'll take like Rap Album of the Year. Yeah.
Interested to see if we finally get the Playboi Carti album, which has been 6 years running now.
Frank Ocean?
No.
Ooh.
You gotta let that train leave the station, Christina. I'm sorry.
He's posting on Instagram again. Please. Please.
This is like the epitome of like a what's it called? Like a non-responsive relationship where it's like like once every 2 years, this guy pops up on Instagram for like six stories and everyone's like, oh my God, he's
coming back.
He's alive.
Lady Gaga is coming out with Mayhem.
Right, right, right.
That's coming out this year. I think this year, because singles have been coming out. That might be a good contender because, yeah, that might be a good contender because so far it's looking like old Gaga is coming back.
Fire.
Forgot that Travis is allegedly dropping an album this year. At least he's starting the rollout for one. So guess we'll see, because that guy's still...
I think it's going to be equally, if not more, close than this year was. But we'll see, man. Who knows?
Got to get that Grammy.
Exciting.
He needs that Grammy so bad.
Guys, I think that about does it. That's all the time we have. Well, I want to obviously say thanks to Seb for joining us.
Anytime. This was very fun. Love talking about music.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully we'll be here next year, 2025 Grammys, right?
We will see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.